Sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. How many millions of workaday lives begin each day with that most unwelcome intruder, the alarm clock? This particular clock, ringing at the bedside of Fred and Betty Folger, is especially unwelcome. For one thing, the Folgers had had a hard night the night before at a party. For another, it's Sunday morning, the one morning they both can sleep in. But there is a more profound reason to dread the beginning of this day, as Fred and Betty are soon to discover. Join us in a few moments as crisis turns the commonplace into the mystifying in the strange and suspenseful tale we're about to unfold, a story titled Habitat. We'll begin in 1 minute.
Fred, wake up. 7:30. Come on.
What time is it?
It's 7:30.
What? Are you out of your mind? It's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday.
Can't be. The alarm went off.
Oh, boy. You sure must have been out of it last night to set the alarm.
I didn't set the alarm.
Well, I sure didn't set it. My head.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, look, you must have set it in your sleep. Now, would you let me go back to sleep? 7:30 on a Sunday morning, and we didn't even get to bed till 3.
Maybe there was something we had to do this morning.
Are you kidding? It's 7:30 on a Sunday morning when I've only had 4 hours of sleep.
Okay. Don't raise your voice. Please. My head's going to explode.
Yours gonna explode. Hey, you got any aspirin?
Yeah. You want two?
Yeah.
I'll go get a glass of water. Oh, my head is pounding like a sledgehammer.
Oh, boy. What a way to start a day.
Want some more coffee?
Just a touch. That's enough, Dustin.
What are you going to do today?
I don't know. Probably watch the ball game. Maybe get a little workout. Might take the bike out.
If this fog ever lifts.
Yeah.
Can I see part of the paper?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's 9:00 in Santa Monica. Time for your regular Sunday phone call from Mama.
That's right. It is time, isn't it?
Yeah, 11 o'clock every Sunday we hear from her. You could set your watch by it. You know, I can just hear her out there in her little retirement apartment in California, watching the clock, just counting the minutes, till she can bring her weekly message of cheer to her dear daughter, who's slaving her youth away in Chicago for her slob of a son-in-law.
Fred, will you cut it out?
Ah, what did I tell you?
Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth, darling. How are you?
Oh, fine, Mama. Fred and I were just talking about you.
Tell me, dear, are you still having that awful weather back there?
Oh, it's not so bad. We haven't been outdoors yet. It's just kind of foggy, that's all.
Feel sorry for us because we don't live out there in God's country.
Shh. It's already 70 degrees here today.
That's wonderful, Mama.
Is there anything I can send you?
Why, I can't think of a thing.
You're still working, I suppose.
Yes, I'm still working.
Here it comes.
You poor dear thing. You're burning the candle at both ends. I'm so afraid you'll lower your resistance or get mugged working in that terrible city.
Please don't worry about me, Mama. I like working, and I'm not in any danger.
You know, if you need money, dear...
Isn't that really, Mama? I have a good education, and I enjoy getting out and using it, that's all.
You don't have to explain anything to her.
What, Mama?
Well, dear, say hello to Fred for me. I hope I'll see you this summer.
I hope so, too, Mama.
I'd better hang up now. Talk to you next week.
All right, Mama. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Well, she asked you to come out and live with her in the eternal sunshine of Senile City?
No. I wish you'd take that chip off your shoulder.
Look, she doesn't approve of me, and that's that. She never did, she never will. I can live with that.
You were going on about it at the party last night.
Oh, I was? That's funny. You know, I remember very little about that party.
Very interesting people. Where did we meet them?
At the convention last year in Miami. He's in imported woolens, he says. Well, frankly, I met so many people in Miami, I couldn't tell you who he was or which company he's with.
But you must have made quite an impression on him. To get us invited to his place, I mean.
Yeah, well, he sure pours a heck of a drink. I'll say that. Away, Colts. Man, what a game. Hey, any more beer, honey?
Nope. That's the last of the six-pack.
Now, that was a fresh one.
Count the empties. You had six. One in each quarter and two at halftime.
Okay.
You know, with all the beer and cigarettes, this place is getting to smell like Clancy's Tavern.
Man's home is his castle.
Yeah, but I'm darned if I'm going to be a barmaid all weekend.
Now, what does that mean?
I mean, what do I do while you're in your wide world of sports? I hustle you your beer and snacks and empty your ashtray.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget. You've got too good an education to waste it on being a housewife. Yeah.
Don't be smart.
What's for dinner?
You want it straight. Leftovers. Remember the roast we had Thursday night? We don't finish it up tonight. I'll have to throw it out.
Oh, boy. Sundays. How I love Sundays. Well, you going to watch the late movie?
I don't know. Not tonight. Kind of bushed, and tomorrow's another day.
Yeah. Gee, you know, all this sitting around doing nothing really makes me sleepy.
That's right. You know, we haven't poked our nose out of the house all day. Is it still foggy out?
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, I can't see a thing. Well, I'm off to bed.
I'll be right along. Oh, don't forget to set the clock. Okay, Fred. Open at him. 7:30.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, I'm awake.
I'll start the coffee. Come on now, Fred. Don't fall back to sleep again.
I won't. Don't worry. Oh, boy, I hate Mondays.
Bring it up, Fred. It's so foggy outside. You want to get on the freeway a little early.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, did we or did we not open a new can of coffee yesterday morning?
Now, how would I know?
I know I had to open a new can of coffee because we didn't have enough left in the old can to make a pot of coffee.
So?
Well, look. Here's the only one I can find, and it's full and still sealed.
So what? Will you open it, please, and make the coffee?
I must be losing my mind. I could swear I had to open this very same can of coffee yesterday.
Yeah.
Fred! All right. This is absolutely crazy. Fred, come here.
What?
Fred, just come in here in the kitchen.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, what's the matter? Now, why are you holding the door to the refrigerator open? What are you trying to do, air condition the house?
Look.
What? Look at what?
What do you see on the bottom shelf?
A six-pack of beer. Hey, I thought you said I drank the last six-pack yesterday during the game.
You did.
Then tell me, what is it doing in the refrigerator?
That's what I'd like to know. First, the coffee can I opened yesterday is all sealed up this morning, and now the beer.
Maybe we've been visited by a burglar in reverse. Look, I got to get shaved.
Fred?
What?
Fred, look at the paper out there on the screen porch.
What about it?
Well, look at it.
All right, I'll go out and get the paper.
Well?
Here you are.
It looks like Sunday's paper. Yesterday's paper.
Yes. That kid must have had some left over and slipped us an old one. Son of a gun.
No, it's fresh. It doesn't feel like a day-old newspaper.
Now, how do you suppose a day-old newspaper feels?
I don't know. I'm just...
What are you doing now?
Turning on the radio.
Where's our nutty wake-up DJ this morning?
I don't know.
Hey, that sounds like a church broadcast. You know, sounds like Sunday all over again.
That's what I was just going to say. I have the strangest feeling. This doesn't feel like Monday. It feels like Sunday. All over again.
Boy, I never seen the fog so thick. Can't even see across the street.
I don't know how either one of us is going to get to work.
Well... Hurry up. I'll drive you to the bus stop.
Fred, turn on the radio again.
Huh? Hey, are you sure that's the station we always listen to?
Yes, positive.
Well, they've sure gone religious. I better find us a time signal or something.
Forecast for Chicago, Evanston, Gary, and Hammond. Partly sunny this morning, becoming cloudy and cooler this afternoon and evening. A chance of snow tonight and Monday. Today's high near 40. Monday, 30 to 35. Tonight's low, 20 to 25.
Did you hear what he said? He said something about tonight and Monday.
I know. I heard it. Guys reading yesterday's weather forecast, that's all. This is Monday.
We get yesterday's paper. Now we get yesterday's weather on the radio.
Look, will you stop making something spooky out of this?
Well, what is it then?
The newspaper boy just left the leftover Sunday paper and the radio guy's reading yesterday's weather.
But it isn't yesterday's weather. It doesn't even mention the fog.
So? Look, we're both going to be late.
Do me a favor. Call up someone. Call the operator and ask her.
Ask her what?
Ask her what day this is.
Look, are you kidding? She'll think I'm nuts or that I've been on a drunk for a week.
Call. They don't know who you are.
You call.
All right, I will.
Directory assistance. May I help you?
Yes. This is a silly thing to ask, I know, but could you please tell me what day this is?
Well, yes, ma'am. It's November 10th.
November 10th? That's Sunday.
That's correct, ma'am. This is Sunday.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Well, huh?
She said... This is Sunday.
Look, you just can't make me believe that suddenly we live two identical days over again. You can believe it if you want to. But I happen to know that yesterday was Sunday and today's Monday. Now, wait a minute. I'm going next door. The Kendalls think I'm crazy enough anyway, so what can they think if I knock on the door and ask them to tell me what day this is?
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get the TV guide.
Okay.
Let's see what program will be on now on a Monday morning.
All right. I'll turn the set on and you see what ought to be on.
Another big Sunday of football thrills right here on Channel 6, beginning at noon with the Baltimore Colts.
He said Sunday.
All right, now, let me think. Let me think, will you? Now, first of all, I know Sunday was yesterday, right?
Right.
I mean, there's no way we could have mistaken Saturday for Sunday now, was there?
No. The party was for Saturday night.
That's right.
And yesterday we woke up too early, remember? The alarm went off at 7:30.
Yeah, yeah, and I know it was Sunday because your mother called. She always calls on Sunday.
I know.
Well, you just sit tight, will you? I'll go next door.
Come on, door. Open, will you? The darn thing's stuck.
What's the matter?
The door to the porch is stuck. I can't get out.
Is it locked?
Oh, I don't think so, no. Well, this is crazy. It's ridiculous. Well, I haven't got time anymore to monkey with it. I'll go out the back door. What the devil? What's the matter with the... Nope. I don't like this at all.
Fred, can you get out?
No. Hey, Betty, would you give me something, please? I'm going to break down this door.
Oh, no, not our door.
Listen, as it stands right now, we are trapped inside our own house.
But if you break down the door, we can't lock the house up. We'll both be gone for 8 hours, and anyone could walk right in.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Fred, what do we do? I'm scared.
Listen, honey, the thing we've got to do is not panic.
I won't panic. I just want to find out what's going on.
Now it is possible. I admit it's very unlikely, but it is possible that this whole thing is just a series of coincidences.
No. I won't buy that. I can see the newspaper boy goofing, and maybe the radio giving a day-old weather forecast. But not that telephone operator, and not the TV announcer.
If I could just think of anybody to call, anybody. Hey, wait a minute. Okay.
Operator.
Operator, this is an emergency. Give me the police.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe it. They don't answer.
There has to be someone we can talk to. Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth, darling. How are you?
Oh, Mama. Thank God you called. We're having something going on that we can't explain.
Tell me, dear. Are you still having that awful weather back there?
No, listen to me, Mama. I don't want you to worry or anything, but please, would you just tell me what day it is?
It's already 70 degrees here today.
Mama, I don't care about that. Please, tell me what day it is.
Is there anything I can send you?
But you asked me that same thing yesterday. Mama, what day is it? Please.
You're still working, I suppose.
You're saying exactly the same words you said yesterday.
Right, come here, give me that. Hello? Listen, Mother, just do me a favor,
you
will you?
You poor dear thing. You're burning the candle at both ends. I'm so afraid you'll lower your resistance or get mugged working in that terrible city.
What?
You know if you need money, dear.
She isn't listening. She thinks you're still on the phone.
Well, dear, say hello to Fred for me. I hope I'll see you this summer.
Mother, listen to me. This is Fred.
I'd better hang up now. Talk to you next week.
Mother!
Driving me crazy.
Okay. You sit right there, will you? I'm going to get out of this house and find out what in the world's going on. Give me something. This metal kitchen stool will do fine.
What are you doing?
I'm going to bust us out of here. I did it. I did it. The front door's open, honey.
Be careful in all this fog.
Ow. What did I run into?
Hi, neighbor.
Who's that? Mrs. Kendall? I can't see you.
I'm not Mrs. Kendall.
Say, I bumped into a wall. Something invisible. I couldn't see it.
Welcome to the club. You're like I was. You don't know what's happening.
What do you mean?
Say, what day is it in your place?
What day is it? Why, it's Sunday. Sunday! But it should be Monday.
Boy, did you luck out. You know what day it is over here? Monday. Monday, 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 Monday. That means washing, washing, washing.
Will you please tell me what this is all about?
Well, you see, they simulate a typical day in your life, so you'll feel perfectly at home. But you live the same day over and over and over again.
We don't know what you're talking about. But can you please come over? Come inside.
Oh, I'd love to, believe me. But I can't visit your cage any more than you can visit mine.
Cage? Did you say cage?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand this. What is that noise I keep hearing?
Oh, well, you can't see them. But I'm pretty sure they can see us. Probably just as well we can't see them.
Who are they?
The ones that come here to the zoo.
Well, wherever Fred and Betty Folger and their home have been transplanted to, they'll be quite comfortable. The curator may not be human, but he's evidently humane. Unfortunately, however, as Fred and Betty retire every evening, they won't be able to say, "Tomorrow is another day." Our cast included Douglas Young, Betty Kallfleisch, and Pat French. Habitat was written for Crisis by yours truly, Jim French. Crisis is distributed by the Nostalgia Broadcasting Corporation, Post Office Box 10914, St. Petersburg, Florida.